I grew up under a military occupation. I grew up getting used to, if I want to go to school, I would go through a checkpoint, a military checkpoint. I was 9 years old, and I woke up when an Israeli soldier pointing his rifle on my face and laughing, literally laughing. I've seen my father being humiliated many times by the Israeli soldier. I experienced bombing, gas bombs. I've seen people dying in front of my eyes. A father was shopping with his daughter, and he's just got killed for nothing.
I hate to cut you off. We have to end it there. Thank you so much, Lakhat Khordia. For you to be here in studio means so much. Palestinian protester released from a Texas ICE jail after a year.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Friday, April 3rd, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic this afternoon, Wright Crescent from Palace Road to Kingsland Crescent remains closed for road work. Expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic continues to be reduced to one lane in each direction. Long-term closures remain in effect on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and Barry at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at the weather. This afternoon is cloudy with a 40% chance of lingering showers and strong southwest winds gusting up to 60 kilometers per hour. The high is around 18 degrees. Tonight turns clear with a low of +2. Looking ahead to the rest of the weekend, Saturday will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 11, with showers continuing into the night and a low of 7. Sunday stays cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 6, with a chance of rain or flurries overnight and a low near 0. A quick reminder, as we're now in the Easter long weekend, residents should note that most city services remain closed today and through Monday, including administrative offices and many recreational facilities. Transit is not running today and will resume its regular schedule tomorrow. And garbage collection is shifting one day forward for the rest of this week. Some facilities will reopen in limited capacity over the weekend. You can check out the City of Kingston website for full details and schedules. This has been your 1 p.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for more programming coming up next and enjoy the long weekend.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 722, and we have a focus this week on teen punk, starting off with Us Kids.
Thank you. was so brilliant, the electricity.
Retrospect.
Retrospect.
Welcome again to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 722. A bit of a focus this week on teen punk. We started the show with a group you can see up on the Retrospect socials. Give me a like or a follow on Facebook and Insta. They were called Us Kids from Medford, Southern Oregon. Recorded just one single at Rex Recording Service in Portland. It was called Check Out. This band, all age 12 to 14 years old. They saved their money and their parents helped pay for a session, around $200 per member. Had a few gigs though, including opening for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Us Kids with Check Out starting the set. Followed them up with a band called Stumps out of Dayton, which I think is Ohio. They originally got together to play Beatles tracks for a talent show in 1964, but they decided to form a real band, became The Stumps. Opened for heaps of bands. The Young Rascals, Buffalo Springfield, Steppenwolf, and The Seeds. From The Stumps, we had Thinking of the Good Times. Then The Scurvy Knaves, another teen band formed by high school students in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. We had It's Not Like That, a side of a 45 in January 1966 from a label called 12 Hands, The Scurvy Knaves, who later became a psych band called St. Anne's Orphanage. More great teen punk coming up later in this episode.
A manic nightmare.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Plenty of obscurities in this episode as well. Here is one from the Radical Five from Bozeman, Montana. B-side of their Girl You Don't Know Me 45. This is called I Should Have Stayed in Bed.
Okay, when I got home I cried. I'm thinking all about last night, all the things she said. Everything's gone wrong today, I should have stayed in bed. I go through the day, I'm all upset, my mind's a dizzy whirl. Without my love, my only love, for me the only girl. I wanna go back to my room, cause there's a place to hide. We went together for so long, it ended all so fast. I'll try to live without it and hope my pain won't last. I'm thinking all about last night, all the things she said. Everything's gone wrong today, I should have stayed in bed. Everything's gone wrong today, I should have stayed in bed. Yeah, I'm thinking all about last night, all the things she said. Everything's gone wrong today, I should have stayed in bed.
My name is Peter Klubeck. I'm an Austrian living in Luxembourg, and you're listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show and Psychedelia from all over the world.
Where have you been all my life? You know I sure have missed you. missed your love, yeah.
Missed your
oh,
love.
Yeah.
Than Jack the Ripper. She bloodier than Bluebeard. No one is safe in The Teenage Psycho Meets Bloody Mary, filmed in sensational Bloody Vision. Movie monsters come alive and go into the audience. You are suddenly surrounded by monsters. You become a party to the horror in The Teenage Psycho Meets Bloody Mary, starring Cash Flagg in bloody color.
Isn't afraid, and he certainly isn't square. The chain reaction has reached the end of the line. He's handled alcohol, goofballs, marijuana. Now he's positive he can handle one little pop.
We'll be right back.
Four tracks out of the state, starting off with the Radical Five, I Should Have Stayed in Bed. Followed that up with the Comanches. Recorded and released on Hickory Records, based in Nashville, Tennessee, 1964, the Comanches with a B-side of their Tomorrow 45 called Missed Your Lovin'. Then we had the Strays, S-T-R-E-Y-S, another great B-side of their I'm Feeling Lovey 45, a track called She Cools My Mind. The Strays, another teen band, high school students out of Worcester High School in Ohio. Track released August 1968, and wrapping the set, The Mod. The Mod, or The Mods, one of the most common 60s garage band names, so many mods. This one is simply The Mod. It seems to be an unreleased acetate. It's a track called My Last, and I found it on a comp called Lookout, The San Diego Scene, 1958 to 1973. Retrospect is a labor of love. Yeah. And if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work with a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Let's get back into it. Back to the nominal theme for this episode, teen punk, with a band called UFO. They're from Glen Allen, Illinois. Described as Illinois adolescence with a sad tale. Acetate release, no label, UFO, Runaway Boy.
He sold his wristwatch, then his hi-fi. Today, it's his mother's best silverware. Although always pressed for more and more money to support his habit, John must preserve outward appearances. Every day, he must go through the motions, the pretense of living a normal life. No one must ever know he's a hopeless junkie.
Go, 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 go Topping that set, we had UFO out of Glen Allen, Illinois with Runaway Boy, followed that up with the Shandells out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. December 1964 release on a label called Bangar, which is out of Minneapolis. The Shandells with Gorilla. And we wrapped it up with a track out of Australia. The band is called the Pogs, because it's Australia, mate. They were often known as Poggies. Active 65 to 67. Popular in the wealthy North Shore party circuit of Sydney, where they met a producer called Peter Best, who helped them get a deal with Festival Records and record their debut single Claret and Tears. That was mid-1966. They had four singles, none of them charted, so in 1967 they were dropped by the label, but they did go on to record a very unusual track for the 1967 Australian referendum on whether to give votes to Australian Aboriginal communities. The track was called Aboriginal Referendum Jingle. But we had a track from the 1967 I'll Never Love Again 45, the B-side of that, called The Pogs Theme.
I will mark you to know something about good music, and I will mark you to know that rock music is heathen.
Time for Global Garage. Starting off with Los Vidrios Quebrados, you can see them up on the Retrospect socials. They originally were called Los Lawyers, as two of the members were students at the Catholic University of Chile, law students. Also had a medical student and an engineering student in the band. 1966, they changed the name to Los Vidrios Quebrados, or the Broken Glass, or Glasses. And the following year, recorded their first and only LP titled Fictions. From that LP, here is Ficciones. From Chile's Los Vidrios Quebrados.
No good for a reason. Their country stinks.
Retrospect.
Thank you.
many languages in the world. They don't even know what the language is.
Retrospect.
It's the first part of our Global Garage for this week. Started off with Los Vidrios Quebrados out of Chile. Followed that up with the new Juggler Sound. A band out of Peru who eventually evolved into a band called Lagonia. We had the B-side of a 1969 45 on a label called Mag. The track was called Glue from New Juggler Sound. And thirdly, also out of Peru, often described as the originators of punk music. Debate that. Los Psychos, formed 1964 in Lima. Brilliant Los Psychos track called Camisa de Fuerza.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Well, we're heading to Mexico for Los Belmonts. Formed Mexico City, 1965. Part of the first wave of rock music, actually sung in Spanish. Focusing on British invasion era songs like this one. To Dime, que si.
Dime, dime que si, nena, verás que bien conmigo sos estarás. Dime, dime que si, nena, otro cariño como este no hay.
Nunca te dejaré, si dices sí no te arrepentirás. Sí, dime que sí, nena, otro cariño como este no hay. Yeah. Dime que sí, nena, verás que bien con mis besos estarán.
We'll be right back.
dejaré, si dices si no te arrepentirás. Sí, dime que sí, nena, otro cariño como este no hay. Yeah. Dime que sí, nena, verás que vi con mis besos estará. Oh, yeah, dime que sí, nena, otro cariño como este no hay. Tú dime que sí, tú dime que sí.
It's Saturday night, and everyone else is out having fun. It's the best excuse in the world to join the party.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Oh, Bonnie, reviens!
Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Uh-huh. Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Je revois ton beau visage. Je revois tes yeux. Comme un lion en cage. Moi, je deviens furieux. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Mais c'est vrai que ma fête, c'est aujourd'hui. Et avec des cigarettes, chérie, chérie, te voici. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Tu es là, je t'adore. Oh, embrasse-moi. Embrasse-moi encore. Je n'aime que toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie.
Wrapping up our Global Garage set for this week, we had three tracks. Los Belmonts out of Mexico with the cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me. Then Los Crazy Kings on a label called Go-Go out of Mexico. Several bands, I believe, called Los Crazy Kings. So I'm a little confused about which is which. This one only had one listing in Discogs. But that could be because of punctuation in Kings with an apostrophe in it. I'm not entirely sure. But Los Crazy Kings, a track called Keras, released on Go-Go Records. And thirdly in the set, we headed to France. For the band I would, and have publicly argued, could be the actual origins of punk music, if there is even such a thing. They are called Les Blousons Noirs, or the Black Jackets, out of France. Very little is known about this band. They released two EPs, both with the same photo on the cover, and research has shown the band members' names are Claude, Joe, Did, and Sammy. And that's it. But the EPs were released in 1961 and 1962 on a label called Guerlain. They covered a number of French rock standards and some pretty wild reinterpretations of Chuck Berry, for example. We had a track called Hey Pony from France's Les Blousons Noirs.
Some of the records are so suggestive. Until even the disc jockeys won't even play. Can you say amen?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Squeezing in one more garage track, this album you can actually see up on the Retrospect socials. It is from a band called Grim Limited from here in New Zealand, actually Palmerston North, the band originating in Palmerston North Boys School. Grim Limited opened for Ray Columbus and the Invaders, a number of other bands, gigged around the Manawatu region in the Lower North Island and Wellington City. But by August 1966, they decided to disband. So for their final gig, they went to the Nikoberg Cafe in Palmerston North on a Sunday night. And fortunately, their drummer, John van der Raden, was by this stage working as a sound operator for New Zealand's National Film Unit. He had the means and the savvy to record that final concert, which remained unreleased for 57 years. This eventual release was called Grim Limited Live at the Nikoberg, and it is brilliant, and it sounds like this. New Zealand's Grim Limited with their live cover of Gloria from their Live at the Nikoberg release. Amazing stuff. Thank you for joining me once again for Retrospect. Remember to like, follow, all the good things on the socials. And remember, there are very many back episodes available on all decent podcasting platforms, some of which give you the option to rate and review the show, so please do that. If you'd like to be part of Retrospect, you're very, very welcome to send me through a brief little listener clip, something like this.
This is James Ailing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, getting some real rock from Phil on Retrospect 60s. Peace.
And you can word it how you like. Just make sure you say who you are, where you're from, and that you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect. I'm going to leave you this week with an instrumental, big surprise, from a band called The Gonzos. Released on Donna Records out of Hollywood in 1960. This is the A side of this 45. It is called Tchotchke. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Tchotchke.
Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragedy, horrible day, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
The dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't